Big news! Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is here. It's Black Friday in July. Right now, score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair. Get our lowest prices of the summer for 5 days only. Plus, amazing doorbuster deals and 24-hour surprise flash deals with fast and free shipping site-wide. So don't wait. Head to Wayfair.com today to score up to 80% off now through July 28th.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. To Nigeria, to Plateau State, central Nigeria, the Reverend Bill Devlin, long a colleague of mine who travels frequently to troubled parts of the globe, Africa and Eurasia. This is now his 11th trip to Nigeria in the present regime of persecution of Christians. Bill is in a village called Mangu in Plateau State. He tells me it's hot, it's summertime, and yet the people are recovering from an attack by raiders who characterize themselves as going to cleanse Nigeria of the infidels, Christians. This is a matter of state policy. Bill has been with a former congressman, Solomon Boulos. He is there with the permission and thanks of the governor of the province, Murfitang. Bill will help me with these words. And he's in a place where the attack has swept through, destroying what it can reach. Bill, a very good day to you in Nigeria. Your most recent mission includes photographs of the destroyed church. Who attacked it, and what is being done to reorganize the church as you've done before? Good evening to you.
Good evening, and God bless you from northern Nigeria, the Mangu district. John, in Plateau State in northern Nigeria. This is close to the Niger border, and I'm currently, Jos is the capital city of Plateau State, and it is absolutely unconscionable what has happened here. In the last 3 weeks, John, here in Plateau State, there have been 32 raids on Christian villages by the Fulani tribe, who are committed, devoted, dedicated jihadists. And this occurred at the end of May, beginning of, and throughout June. These 32 villages were all destroyed within 3 weeks. And in their own reasoning, they said publicly that this is a gift we are giving to the outgoing president of Nigeria, Muhammad Buhari, who is an Islamist himself, just finished 8 years in office. And they said this is a gift to Buhari in order to wipe out the infidels, not only in Plateau State, but throughout the Northern Belt, what they call the Northern Belt here in Nigeria. There are 12 states in the north of Nigeria that all are under Sharia law. That means that they have federal law and local law, but they also have Sharia or Islamic law. The loss of life in Plateau State in the last 3 weeks has been over 100 individuals. And John, this is men, women, and children. There's no discrimination in their butchering. And most of these dear Christians, called infidels by the Fulani Muslim jihadists, the jihadists don't want to waste their bullets on Christians. So instead, they machete them to death. So these are women, children, and men that are butchered. And the current village I'm in Mangu District, the church was burned to the ground. The school was burned to the ground. And approximately 50 homes were burned to the ground. And a detachment of the Nigerian army that we went in, because it's still an active battle zone. And we were embedded with them, myself, former Congressman Solomon Boulos, and my Nigerian colleague, Barrister Emmanuel Agebe, who's a human rights lawyer, and he's taken me to Nigeria these 11 times. The area was so hot and such a battle zone, we had to go in with an armored personnel carrier, with active machine guns, went in with the Nigerian Army Special Forces, because after the Fulani jihadists did the raid last week, they go to a mile away and take over another village. And then they use that as a forward base, if I may use that, And then they'll come back repeatedly until every home, every church, every school in Mangu is burned to the ground. They've done an unbelievable job. In fact, in that one picture I sent you, John, as we walked through the destroyed church and went out the remaining back door, within eye view, within eyesight, you could see their settlement of Fulani Muslim jihadists just waiting there in order to attack the next village or come back to Mangu and continue to destroy it. So my goal in going there, and I've been doing this now 2.5 years, is to go to these war zones, see the destruction of schools, churches, homes, and also lives. And I'm very active. And so what I've agreed to do in Mangu is to rebuild this one village in a public-private partnership. And we hope to accomplish this over the next 6 months. And then the people are all displaced. They are now IDPs, internally displaced people. And so we've also gone to the widows who have lost husbands, children who are now orphans. We placed the children in a local orphanage in Jos, there in Plateau State. And then we also begin the process of financially, with cash, helping the widows that are left behind. So we're going to raise, I believe, close to $100,000 in order to rebuild this village, rebuild the church, rebuild the school, and rebuild these homes. And also, because many have lost the sole provider for the family. And this is a farming village, John, and your listeners need to know it's not an urban area, and that's why it's open season on Christians in northern Nigeria. It's just I call it the killing fields of northern Nigeria. It's very sad, and the International Society of Civil Liberties, which is based in northern Nigeria, just released a report that the net total of lost lives in May 2023 alone of Christian men, Christian women, Christian children was over 700 lives. And they publicly proclaimed that this was our going away gift to kill the infidels as a present to outgoing Nigerian President Muhammad Buhari.
Bill, two years ago, we spoke in another place in Nigeria. This is April of 21. You were at the rebuilding of the Agatu Methodist Church of Makurdi. This was the Benue State, nearby Benue yes. State. So Plateau State and Benue State are both under attack from these marauders. In other words, this isn't something fresh that just happened, overwhelming the central government because they're in transition. This is something long-standing. In those more than 2 years, it was April of 21, has there been an answer from the central government, the army? Has there been any containment of the raiders whatsoever?
John, I'm sad to report no official statement from the Nigerian central federal government in Abuja. Even under the new regime, under Tinubu, and there's been no response from the army. In fact, in many places, and we have documentable and corroborating evidence that the Nigerian army is actually in collusion, because the head of the army is an Islamist, a jihadi. And now with the new regime, they have placed Islamists, jihadists, Muslims, and not only the executive branch, but also in the judicial branch and in the Department of Defense there in Nigeria.
You have a member of Congress. Now, you have a member of Congress with you. What does he say about the lack of response, even comment, from the central government? Congressman, what is his name? Solomon Balus. What does he say?
Balus, yeah. Yeah, he served 8 years, a courageous man of God. And he toured with us, myself and Barrister Emmanuel Agbeye, and he's speechless. He doesn't know why the federal government says anything. But let me tell you a worse story, John, is that the U.S. Embassy in Abuja that I just met with last week, they have the same narrative. This is not Muslim jihadist and Islamist killing Christians, in their view, infidels. But this is a battle between herders and farmers, which is absolutely false. There's enough data over the last 15 years, including the last 8 years of the Buhari regime, that should convince anyone with a high school education that this is clearly the Islamization of Nigeria. And yet, we just had our second meeting with the U.S. Embassy, the officials, the diplomats there, and they said, no, this is herders and farmers. These are the Fulani herders who are taking their cattle and their sheep, and they inadvertently go into a farm of a Christian, and then they begin fighting one another, the herder and the farmer, because in these rural villages, predominantly Christians are farming because they can't get jobs in the urban area because of the discrimination of the Muslim community that has all the business in a place like Kanu City and Kanu State. So that's the very sad part about it. And John, you know that the first trip that Secretary of State Anthony Blinken did to Nigeria over a year ago, the day before he arrived, he dropped Nigeria from the CPC list. And for your listeners, the CPC list is an official designation by our U.S. State Department that says that this particular country, in violation of human rights, is named a country of particular concern, thus the acronym CPC. And Blinken took that away. And those of us that deal with religious freedom around the United States, we were aghast that this happened. And so it continues to this day, this narrative, oh, this is just herders and farmers. Even if you look at the local report, not only from the U.S. State Department Office of International Religious Freedom, but you also see it from USERF, which is the United States Commission on International Religious Freedom, which is bought by or paid for by the U.S. Congress, and they're in the process of getting reauthorized. So even USERF, on the congressional side, and the State Department are completely oblivious to that this is the Islamization of Nigeria. And the Fulanis and Boko Haram and Islamic State West Africa Province and FUNAM, which is another terrorist organization, they've been very clear that we're going to drive out every last Christian, their term, infidel, from Nigeria.
You established that fact 2 years ago, Bill. So I want to I want to go to your work in Makurdi, because you have the same work ahead of you in Mangu to rebuild a church. Although it's quite fantastic that you could call this herders versus farmers when they burn down a church. I can see the church trash behind you. Bill Devlin, Redeem USA is his organization. He's traveled to Plateau State. We're now going to go to his work in Benue State, which is not immediately neighboring, but nearby, in central, eastern, northern Nigeria. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Paschal.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Message and data rates may apply. Consult a doctor prior to use.
Wow, you look amazing. What have you been doing?
I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and the other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, I found this great company called Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe medications like Ozempic and Wegovy and other GLP-1 medications that are 80 to 90% less expensive, all 100% online.
I can get GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% less and do it all online? No doctor's office or pharmacy?
Yes, Zelthy can provide semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s. But for 80 to 90% less and ship directly to your door.
How do I get started with Zelthy?
Call #250 with the word CARE to get started today with Zelthy. Get the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less and 100% online. Don't wait. Call #250 with the word CARE right now for a link to your exclusive offer. Call #250 with the word CARE. That's #250 with the word CARE. #250 and CARE.